From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump says he's ready to up the ante by imposing $500 billion more in tariffs on Chinese goods, threatening to escalate the current trade war and impacting financial markets. When asked Friday about the stock market possibly failing if the U.S. imposes such large duties, Trump said, "If it does, it does. I'm not doing this for politics." According to Agriculture.com, the U.S. imposed tariffs earlier this month on $34 billion of Chinese imports before China returned the favor. Trump wants China to lower the $375 billion trade deficit the U.S. is running with China. The Renewable Fuel Association will have a new leader in October. The organization announced last week that RFA's president and CEO Bob Dineen will transition to the role of senior strategic advisor. Agriculture.com reports Dineen has been with the ethanol industry's leading trade association for 30 years. Executive Vice President Jeff Cooper will take over as president and CEO. New technologies allow people in even the most remote areas to do business on a global scale and enjoy high-quality health care, but only if they have broadband connectivity. According to AgriPulse, that was the underlying theme as the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Communications and Technology met last week to discuss challenges and solutions in extending broadband technology to under- and unserved areas. The hearing comes nearly 6 months after the subcommittee's hearing on closing the digital divide. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.